Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
During Governor Cuomo's coronavirus press conference today, he announced the state had passed the budget late last night and that lawmakers had voted to approve changes to the new bail reform law. Advocates for bail reform say it's a step back in the effort to make the cash bail system more fair to the poor. Joining us now is New York Civil Liberties Union Executive Director Donna Lieberman. Thanks for joining us. Currently, the bail law prohibits cash bail for almost all misdemeanors and for nonviolent felony offenses. Now, the new measure that was just passed actually allows for people to be detained pre-trial for a much wider range of offenses. Now, why do you say that's not a fair compromise?
You know, what the bail reforms of last year had done was to eliminate cash bail for a wide range of misdemeanors and nonviolent felonies so that a person's ability to actually benefit from the presumption of innocence and not be punished without being convicted was not dependent on the size of their purse, so that people could plead not guilty and fight the charges in court without having to do so while they were held in jail.
Law enforcement was vocal when they were opposing the bail reform law. They say there was increase in crime in the city and that those numbers were directly tied to the bail reform law. Does that match with the data that you see?
Yet they had no examples of any situations where, in fact, that happened. There may have been, you know, a couple of scattered examples. The vast majority of people who are released on their own recognizance or under unsupervised release come back to court to answer the charges against them. You know, it's easy to play on fears. It's less easy to do justice. And unfortunately, in the context of the state budget, the governor pushed through rollbacks in the progress towards justice that had been made mere months prior and put us really back in a situation where too many individuals, mainly Blacks and Latinos, will be forced to languish in jail and coerced into pleading guilty to things they didn't do by virtue of being punished before being convicted.
The city already had concerns about the coronavirus outbreak in New York City jails. What effect could this have?
The state is undermining efforts to reduce the jail population in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Nobody disagrees that the jails and prisons are a breeding ground for disease and for the COVID-19 disease. So it's odd that as we're trying to empty the jails and figure out who can we safely release back into society through one door, you know, through the other, we're just pulling more people in. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. And it does so at a time where being thrown into jail could very well be life-threatening.
Donna Lieberman is the executive director of the New York Civil Liberties Union. Thanks so much for joining us.
Sure, my pleasure.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.